Hi, I'm Siobhan, your sales how-to gal, bringing you the tip of the week. First, let me apologize for not delivering this podcast for the past 2 weeks. I still have a law practice in addition to sales duties, and for the past few weeks, I have been knee-deep in it. And that's what this week's tip is about, balancing the business of law with the practice of law. That is, balancing sales activity with client service. The level or quality of your client service should be among your top three lead generation tools, up there with organic word of mouth and referrals. As one of the top three ways you generate leads and revenue, client service is super important. Still, you have to keep your pipeline full, and that requires active, current selling activity. So the tip is, be a funambulist. That's a tightrope walker and a tongue twister. But the quality or skill of the funambulist that we attorney salespeople need to develop is balance. And while we strive for perfect equilibrium, in practice, sales service balance is like work-life balance, a target to be maintained on average, not strictly. Now, let's start with the aspiration of perfect equilibrium. What's perfect depends on what level you're at in your career. If you're a junior associate, perfect equilibrium is probably 95% client service and 5% sales. If you're a senior partner, perfect equilibrium is more like 50-50. I'm senior, so my time should be divided about 50-50 between generating revenue for my company and ensuring that my team and I deliver on the contracts we already have. So that's the aspiration. But every so often, you must be fully present in one place or the other, not multitasking to move both agendas forward, but focused on achieving a singular outcome. What happens then when, like with me these past 2 weeks, despite the goal of perfect equilibrium, you cannot achieve balance? One mistake I made was not having material in the can that I could have used during my hiatus. So, better planning will help avoid marketing lulls. But real sales activity, meetings, and calls cannot be canned. And you should know that I kept my sales appointments even while I was up against the legal deadline. But I didn't set any new appointments during that time. I didn't engage in any prospecting activities. So, what should I do about missing my target of producing a podcast episode at least every 7 to 10 days? One thing is to not beat myself up too badly, because in practice, balance rarely is achieved every week. It's like with work-life balance. You don't spend the exact amount of time with your family each week, even though that may be your goal. I think the answer is to pick a different measuring interval. If my intention is to spend 50% of my time on sales, marketing, and growth activities, maybe I should measure it every month rather than every week. And if I have sales and marketing activities that are due each week, I should plan for the ones that can be canned and then catch up on the ones that can't be done in advance. That's what tightrope walkers do. They move toward their destination or long-term goal inch by inch, one step at a time. Now, if you find yourself consistently missing your sales and marketing targets on average, that may signal that you need to develop better time management, better processes, or assess your commitment to sales and marketing. But if it's just every once in a while that you're missing your target, don't beat yourself up. To use a different analogy, it's like if you're on a vegan diet, but one day you really want a traditional slice of margarita pizza. Eat it, forgive yourself, and get back on the wagon the next day. So, the tip of the week is, balance is to be maintained on average, not strictly. I'm Siobhan, your sales how-to gal. I'm back on the wagon now. So join me next week for another sales tip.